As the world struggles with climate change, there are many investors, governments, and companies promoting the idea of socially responsible investing. So here to discuss this and whether it's a legitimate movement or is it just greenwashing is Mark Ting. Mark is our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Mark, hello there.
Hi, Gloria.
So what is socially responsible investing?
Yeah, it's when ESG, or environmental, social, and corporate governance variables, are a major consideration when making investment decisions. So this type of investing has been around for decades, but has really become a lot more popular in the last 5 years. So we got governments that are pledging to reduce their carbon footprint. Some of them are even aspiring to be carbon neutral by 2050. And then people are reacting to it. So you're seeing, you know, all sorts of companies in all parts of the economy. If they score well on this environmental or ESG scale, they tend to attract a lot of dollars, which is good for business and also good for their stock price.
All right. But Canada is known for its oil and gas industry and produces a lot of carbon. So does that mean that high carbon industries are going to become obsolete?
Well, we currently lack the infrastructure to completely phase out fossil fuels and be solely reliant on renewables, but it is happening. So it's going to be a gradual process that will take an enormous amount of money on the part of the governments and companies from all around the world. So to hit these carbon reduction goals at a time when our population is growing and is estimated to be about 10 billion by the year 2100, we're going to really have to rely on technology and innovation as technology is basically the key for solving or at least slowing down climate change.
Okay, so can you give us an example just how innovation and technology are helping to reduce the amount of carbon escaping into our atmosphere?
Yeah, when I think of which industries produce the most carbon, fossil fuel extraction and cryptocurrency mining come to mind. But that's where technology and innovation can help. So a big byproduct of oil extraction is the need to flare. So that's where you see those large refinery chimneys with flames shooting out of them, spewing tons of gases into the atmosphere. So they do this for safety reasons when there's too much gas that's being built up, or to convert hydrocarbons into carbon dioxide, which is the less harmful of the two, and that's what they prefer to put into the environment. So while flaring technology has come a long way, it's a lot more efficient in removing toxins than it was in the past. It is still harmful to the environment and needs to be better. So surprisingly, it's the crypto mining operators who are part of the solution. So what's happening is crypto mining operators are being built right next to the oil sand refineries, and they're using all that excess gas that was previously being burnt off by flaring. A lot of it is being diverted to generators, which then power the crypto miners' computers. So carbon dioxide is still being produced by the generators, but that carbon is being captured, it's stored, and it's being kept out of the environment. So environmentally, these two industries are sort of the solution for each other's problems. So it's kind of a win-win.
Oh, interesting. It sounds like you believe that Canada's energy industry is likely going to survive. I mean, is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, definitely. Companies that invest in technologies and make that extractions less harmful to the environment should and will survive. And because whether you agree with it or not, fossil fuels will be around for decades. The demand is still there. However, I do believe that renewables are the future. So energy companies realize this, and for the most part, they're the ones funding a lot of this renewable research and development. And as time goes on, sort of our reliance on fossil fuels should lessen, but just at a gradual pace. Don't expect fossil fuels to disappear anytime soon.
So can an energy company, which is, you know, reducing their environmental impact through innovation, can they legitimately be called a green company, Mark?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't go that far. That's a bit of a stretch. However, let's take a look at what's happening. Compared to their peers, they adhere to a much higher environmental standard and would rank well on an ESG scale, which in the current environment would attract more investment dollars. And we're seeing that pensions and institutional investors tend to be activists. which means they can influence the future of a company by using their large blocks of voting shares and insisting on a stronger ESG mandate. So as more of these institutional investors demand high ESG scores, it forces the industry to change, to adapt, to invest in cleaner technologies, or to come up with new ways to reduce their environmental impact. So the bar is getting raised. Companies that meet this challenge will benefit, whereas those who don't will likely lose market share and possibly disappear.
All right. So do you see a day where a consumer can choose just where their energy comes from? You know, like if they only wanted to consume renewable energy, even if it meant paying a premium?
Well, it's sort of happening already. If you go to Fortis, you do have the option to have part of your gas, not all of it, but part of your gas be renewable natural gas. And then in BC, you know, the majority of our electricity is deemed renewable. But on a larger scale, all energy operators, crypto miners, every industry really is, they're under the spotlight. They're being scrutinized a lot more from an ESG standpoint. And now it's normal for a company to insist that their supply chain is ethically sourced. And then we take it one step further and we look at the government. So all these governments out there, they're basically trying to kickstart their economy using green infrastructure spending. So if you want to be a supplier, you'll probably have to pass an ESG screening test in order just to bid on these lucrative contracts. And those companies that are buying for this business, if they have a high ESG score, they'll likely have an edge and possibly win. So the bottom line, what we're seeing, in order to answer the first question, a lot of this stuff is not greenwashing. It's a full-on trend. It's something that we can't ignore because people really care about how their products are manufactured. It's not always the price. So as it stands right now, it's good business being environmentally responsible.
Okay, perfect topic for Earth Day today. Mark, thanks very much. Take care.
Thank you. Goodbye.